Welcome to Chapter 14, where we delve into the fascinating world of international funded projects. This lesson will guide you through the dynamics of project exports, the mechanisms behind global funding, and the pivotal role of organizations like the World Bank and IDA. We'll also explore India's achievements in this domain, the challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, and the promising opportunities in MDB-funded initiatives. Finally, we'll touch on the concept of deemed exports and the growing focus on sustainable sectors, setting the stage for a deeper understanding of global project landscapes. Understanding the key aspects of project exports is essential for grasping their role in India's economic and technological growth. Through this session, you will gain insights into the historical performance of Indian project exports, the mechanisms that support exporters, and the global opportunities available. By the end, you will be equipped with the knowledge to analyze challenges, evaluate strategies, and explore the contributions of international organizations in fostering development. This will empower you to better appreciate the dynamics of global trade and India's position within it. Export turnkey projects are a cornerstone of India's international trade strategy, involving the export of engineering goods and services on deferred payment terms. These projects not only earn foreign exchange, but also highlight India's technical maturity and industrial capabilities. They act as a catalyst for technological advancement and serve as a diplomatic tool, enhancing India's global standing. Additionally, they provide significant advantages, such as opening new markets for ancillary industries, offering exposure to advanced technologies, and creating employment opportunities across various skill levels. By fostering economic growth and workforce development, export turnkey projects play a crucial role in India's global economic influence. Project exports are a vital aspect of international trade, involving the export of engineering goods and services on deferred payment terms. These exports encompass turnkey projects, civil construction contracts, and engineering consultancy services. Key activities include preparing feasibility reports, providing technical know-how, and managing operations. Beyond their economic benefits, project exports serve as a diplomatic tool, highlighting India's engineering and construction prowess. As technology evolves, these projects become more sophisticated, requiring innovation and efficient resource management. This makes project exports a cornerstone of India's global economic strategy. Project exports are a cornerstone of India's economic and technological progress. They serve as a key indicator of the country's industrial maturity and ability to handle complex projects. By earning foreign exchange and diversifying exports, they contribute to economic stability. These exports also act as a catalyst for technological growth, enhancing India's global reputation. Additionally, they create employment opportunities across various skill levels and establish India's strategic presence in international markets. Overall, project exports are vital for strengthening India's global standing and economic resilience. India's journey in project exports began in the 1970s, with the Middle East as the primary market. Indian companies secured numerous projects in Iraq, Iran, and Libya, spanning sectors like water supply, railways, and construction. The 1980s saw continued growth despite challenges like the Iran-Iraq War, with the peak Indian workforce of 50,000 in Iraq. As oil revenues declined in the 1990s, Indian companies diversified into other developing countries, showcasing their expertise in civil and industrial projects. However, the financial crisis of 2008 brought stagnation, with project exports hitting a low in 2012-13. Despite these setbacks, Indian companies demonstrated resilience, rebounding strongly post-2013 by expanding into global markets and solidifying their international presence. Export Credit Insurance, or ECI, is a vital tool for exporters, offering protection against the risk of non-payment by foreign buyers. This assurance not only reduces financial risks, but also supports the working capital needs of businesses, encouraging them to explore new international markets. In India, the Export Credit Guarantee Corporation, or ECGC, plays a significant role by providing credit insurance services, supporting nearly 30% of the country's merchandise exports. However, the current coverage of ECGC in India remains low, highlighting the need for increased government support to boost export capabilities. By mitigating risks, ECGC fosters confidence among exporters, enabling them to establish trade links and expand into distant markets. The Project Exports Promotion Council of India plays a pivotal role in supporting Indian exporters by addressing critical challenges and advocating for policy interventions. One of its key initiatives is the collation of project export data, which helps identify inputs not sourced from India and enables exporters to claim benefits. Recognizing the capital-intensive nature of project exports, PEPC pushes for interest equalization to enhance competitiveness. It also stresses the need for diplomatic support, ensuring Indian exporters receive backing similar to their global counterparts. To reduce dependency on traditional markets, PEPC promotes diversification into regions like Africa and SAARC. Additionally, it aligns with strategic initiatives like the Asia-Africa Growth Corridor, advocating for policies that enable Indian companies to participate in global infrastructure projects. The COVID-19 pandemic has had a profound impact on project exports, particularly for Indian exporters operating in international markets. Sales and revenue have been hit hard, with lockdowns and travel restrictions compounding the difficulties. Developing countries, facing stretched budgets and prioritizing healthcare, have reduced public expenditure, further limiting opportunities. However, there are emerging demands in critical sectors like infrastructure, healthcare, and renewable energy, which are essential for post-pandemic recovery. Countries such as Togo, Malawi, and Argentina have shown interest in Indian expertise, though travel restrictions have delayed progress. This situation highlights the need for Indian exporters to adapt and build resilience to navigate these challenges and seize new opportunities. Indian project exporters have proven their ability to handle diverse and complex projects worldwide, thanks to their advanced technological skills and extensive experience. They have made significant contributions across sectors like transport, utilities, housing, and consultancy, showcasing their versatility. India holds a notable position in the global construction market, ranking 12th with a 1.75% share of the $4 trillion market. Despite challenges like global competition and the pandemic, Indian exporters have shown remarkable resilience and adaptability. The Middle East, especially Saudi Arabia, remains a key market, while new opportunities are emerging in regions like Togo and Argentina. These achievements highlight the critical role of Indian project exporters in the global economy. Project funding and finance are essential for the successful execution of any project. Funding refers to the provision of financial resources, which can come from internal reserves or external sources. There are two main mechanisms: direct finance, where lenders directly provide capital to borrowers, and indirect finance, which involves financial intermediaries. To raise capital, projects must attract investors by demonstrating high returns and offering financial incentives. Project finance, on the other hand, is a specialized structure that relies on projected cash flows rather than the sponsor's balance sheets. It involves multiple stakeholders, including sponsors, lenders, contractors, and advisors, each playing a critical role in ensuring the project's success. Funding is the process of providing financial resources, often from internal reserves, to meet specific needs or projects. It differs from financing, which involves acquiring capital from external sources. There are two primary methods of funding: direct finance, where lenders provide capital directly to borrowers, and indirect finance, which uses intermediaries like banks to channel funds. Financial intermediaries play a critical role by reinvesting funds at higher rates, ensuring efficient capital flow. Effective funding mechanisms are essential for the sustainability of projects, particularly in international contexts where risks are higher. To successfully raise funds from investors, it is crucial to present projects with high potential for returns. Investors are drawn to opportunities that promise significant financial benefits, so clearly outlining these prospects is essential. Sharing returns in a timely manner, typically after a year, helps maintain investor satisfaction and trust. Offering attractive financial incentives further ensures their continued interest and commitment. Effective communication about the project's benefits, risks, and timelines builds confidence among investors. Lastly, fostering strong, long-term relationships by meeting or exceeding return expectations encourages ongoing support for future projects. Project finance is a specialized form of long-term financing used for infrastructure and industrial projects. Unlike traditional financing, it relies on the projected cash flows of the project rather than the financial strength of the sponsors. A unique feature of project finance is the creation of a special purpose entity, which isolates the project's risks from the sponsor's other assets. Risk allocation is a critical component, addressing technical, environmental, and economic challenges, particularly in developing markets. This method is commonly applied in industries such as mining, transportation, and power, where large-scale investments are required. Project financing involves a diverse set of stakeholders, each playing a critical role in ensuring the project's success. The sponsor, often the equity investor, initiates the project and provides the necessary capital. Lenders, including senior and mezzanine lenders, offer loans to fund the project. Off-takers commit to purchasing the project's output, creating a reliable revenue stream. Contractors and equipment suppliers handle the construction and supply of essential materials, while operators manage the project post-completion. Financial advisors provide specialized guidance to navigate financial complexities. Technical and legal advisors provide specialized guidance to navigate technical and legal complexities. Equity investors contribute capital in exchange for ownership stakes, and regulatory agencies ensure compliance with laws. Multilateral and export credit agencies offer financial support, especially in developing regions. Insurance providers mitigate risks, and hedge providers manage financial uncertainties like interest rates and currency fluctuations. Together, these parties form a cohesive framework for successful project financing. The International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, or IBRD, was established in 1944 to aid in the reconstruction of Europe after World War II. Over time, its mission has evolved to focus on global economic development and poverty reduction. The IBRD provides loans and financial products to middle-income countries, supporting projects in critical areas like infrastructure, education, and healthcare. With a triple A credit rating, it raises funds through international bond markets, offering flexible and tailored financial solutions. Additionally, the IBRD manages risks by providing guarantees against sovereign defaults and other financial uncertainties. Through its efforts, the IBRD plays a pivotal role in fostering economic growth and improving living standards worldwide. The International Development Association, or IDA, plays a crucial role in global development by targeting the world's poorest nations. Its mission is to reduce poverty and provide affordable financing for development projects. The IDA offers concessional loans and grants with favorable terms, focusing on areas like infrastructure, education, and healthcare. With 173 member countries, it allocates over half of its resources to Africa and has made significant strides in Asia as well. Funding is replenished every 3 years by member contributions, and repayments are reinvested into future projects. Over the years, the IDA has achieved remarkable milestones, such as improving access to electricity, education, and healthcare for millions worldwide. The International Development Association, or IDA, has been instrumental in addressing poverty and fostering development in some of the world's poorest regions. In Africa, it has brought electricity to 66 million people and improved infrastructure by restoring 240,000 kilometers of roads. Additionally, it has significantly boosted education by enrolling 15 million children in schools. In Asia, the IDA has helped countries like China and South Korea graduate from its lending program by supporting projects in healthcare, education, and energy. Its focus on sustainable economic growth ensures that development aligns with local cultures and long-term goals. By offering concessional loans and grants, the IDA empowers nations to undertake transformative projects that would otherwise be unattainable. The International Development Association has played a pivotal role in addressing poverty and underdevelopment in Africa. By providing electricity to 66 million people since 1997, the IDA has transformed lives and boosted economic activities. Its efforts in infrastructure have led to the construction or restoration of 240,000 kilometers of paved roads, improving connectivity and trade. Education has also been a priority, with 15 million additional children enrolled in schools since 2002. The IDA's initiatives, such as the Women Entrepreneur Development Project in Ethiopia, empower women to take on leadership roles and contribute to the economy. Overall, the IDA's comprehensive approach, focusing on infrastructure, education, healthcare, and sustainability, has been instrumental in fostering equitable and sustainable growth across Africa. The International Development Association has made a significant impact in Asia, with several countries like China and South Korea graduating from its lending program. Its initiatives have focused on critical sectors such as education, healthcare, transportation, agriculture, and energy, addressing the diverse needs of South Asian nations. Rapid population growth has created challenges, but the IDA has implemented plans to reduce poverty while respecting local cultures. Resource allocation is guided by the World Bank's CPI indicator, ensuring that countries with effective policies receive priority. Overall, the IDA's efforts have improved living standards and reduced poverty, demonstrating the value of international funding in addressing regional challenges. Multilateral development bank-funded projects play a crucial role in global project exports, offering significant opportunities for Indian exporters. These projects demand a wide range of goods, services, and expertise, allowing Indian companies to showcase their strengths. India has been a top performer in securing international competitive bidding contracts, particularly in regions like Sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East. However, Indian exporters face tough competition from countries like China and Turkey, which often have advantages in raw material costs and technology. Despite these challenges, India's strong human resource capabilities and government support provide a competitive edge. To further enhance participation, strategic initiatives such as awareness programs and workshops are essential, equipping exporters with the skills and knowledge needed to succeed in MDB-funded projects. Multilateral development banks play a pivotal role in facilitating project exports by funding large-scale projects that require diverse goods and services. India has emerged as a strong contender in international competitive bidding, particularly in sectors like energy and transport. However, Indian exporters face stiff competition from countries like China and Turkey, which dominate certain regions. While India's human resource capabilities and government support are key strengths, challenges like higher raw material costs persist. To stay competitive, Indian exporters must focus on technological innovation, preparing responsive bids, and adopting collaborative strategies for international projects. The bidding process in MDB-funded projects involves several procurement methods tailored to different scenarios. International Competitive Bidding, or ICB, is the most common, ensuring open competition and transparency. Limited international bidding narrows the field to a select group of suppliers, ideal when options are limited. National competitive bidding focuses on domestic suppliers, promoting local participation. Shopping is a quick method for small procurements. Direct contracting is reserved for unique cases like proprietary items. Quality and cost-based selection balances quality and cost, often for consulting services. Least cost selection is used for routine tasks, prioritizing the lowest price among qualified bidders. Finally, single source selection is applied in emergencies or when only one firm is uniquely qualified. Each method ensures efficiency and fairness in procurement. To increase Indian companies' participation in MDB-funded projects, it is crucial to focus on awareness and training. Companies must understand the project cycle, procurement processes, and sources of information to identify opportunities. Workshops and training programs can equip exporters with the skills to prepare responsive bids and meet specific project requirements. Collaboration among the Department of Commerce, industry associations, Exim Bank, and MDB resident missions is vital for conducting these programs. Additionally, training should address standards, regulations, and technical features of project countries. Encouraging a collaborative approach among exporters can further enhance their ability to secure international contracts. India has been a major beneficiary of World Bank funding, receiving significant financial support to drive its development goals. The partnership focuses on sustainable growth, fostering competitiveness, and creating jobs, all aligned with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Key projects like the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan and Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana have transformed education and rural connectivity. These initiatives have also played a crucial role in reducing poverty and improving governance. Additionally, programs like the National E-Governance Plan are enhancing public service delivery through digital innovation, showcasing the World Bank's commitment to India's progress. India has emerged as one of the fastest-growing economies in the world, with a remarkable GDP growth rate of 7.3% in 2018. It ranks third globally in purchasing power parity and has made significant strides in reducing poverty, lifting 133 million people out of poverty between 1994 and 2012. However, challenges like a 5% extreme poverty rate and a current account deficit of US$15.8 billion in 2018 highlight areas needing attention. The World Bank has been instrumental in supporting India's development, providing US$27.1 million in funding and focusing on sustainable growth, competitiveness, and human capital. Their partnership framework aims to improve infrastructure, education, healthcare, and essential services, aligning with the Sustainable Development Goals and ensuring India's transition to a middle-income country. International Competitive Bidding, or ICB, is a critical process for projects funded by the World Bank. Borrowing countries are required to advertise their service needs internationally, ensuring transparency and fair competition. The World Bank provides a detailed procurement framework, including policies and templates, to guide this process. Training and regular reporting are also mandated to ensure accountability and progress tracking. The ICB process not only ensures competitive pricing and quality services, but also helps borrowing countries adopt international procurement standards, fostering efficiency and transparency in project execution. International Competitive Bidding, or ICB, is a cornerstone of the World Bank's approach to ensuring transparency and fairness in procurement. Borrowers are required to advertise their project needs internationally, making opportunities accessible to a wide range of suppliers. Contracts are awarded to the lowest acceptable bids, ensuring a balance between cost and quality. The World Bank provides a comprehensive procurement framework, complete with policies, templates, and industry-specific guidance. Borrowers also receive training on the process and must regularly report on project progress. Finally, strict compliance with the bank's conditions ensures that the process remains transparent and competitive, leading to better project outcomes. The Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan, launched in 2001, is a landmark initiative aimed at providing universal elementary education to millions of children in India. Supported by international organizations like the World Bank, the program has received substantial funding, including US$500 million in its first phase and US$600 million in the second. A major milestone was the 2009 Right to Education Act, which made elementary education a fundamental right. The program has achieved remarkable success, reducing the number of out-of-school children by 29.1 million and ensuring that 95% of children had access to primary education by 2012. In its third phase, SSA focuses on improving education quality and tracking learning outcomes, backed by a US$1,006 million credit agreement with the World Bank. This initiative highlights the transformative power of international collaboration in education. The Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, launched in 2000, aims to connect rural habitations with all-weather roads, significantly improving access to essential services. The World Bank has been a key partner in this initiative, investing $1.8 billion since 2004. Including a $500 million loan in 2018. This funding has enabled the conversion of 35,000 kilometers of rural roads, benefiting 8 million people. To ensure quality, the program employs rigorous mechanisms like in-house quality control and independent monitoring. Beyond PMGZ, the World Bank supports other transformative projects in India, such as the Skill India Mission and Clean India Mission, underlining its pivotal role in the nation's development. The World Bank has been instrumental in supporting India's development through a variety of impactful projects. For instance, the Skill India Mission aims to enhance workforce quality by training millions in diverse skills. The Clean India Mission addresses sanitation and public health, while the National Ganga River Basin Project focuses on rejuvenating the Ganga River. Infrastructure projects like the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana improve rural connectivity. Social initiatives such as the National Rural Livelihoods Project and Integrated Child Development Services empower communities and address child health. The World Bank has been instrumental in supporting India's development through a variety of impactful projects. Additionally, projects like the National AIDS Control Support Project focus on reducing the spread of HIV/AIDS and providing care to affected individuals. India Low-Income Housing Finance tackles housing challenges, while the MSME Growth Innovation and Inclusive Finance Project fosters innovation and growth in small enterprises. The Uttar Pradesh Pro-Poor Tourism Development Project promotes tourism to create jobs and improve infrastructure. Infrastructure projects like the Eastern Dedicated Freight Corridor enhance logistics efficiency. Finally, Atal Bhujal Yojana addresses water management challenges, focusing on sustainable groundwater management. The World Bank has played a pivotal role in India's development through various initiatives. For instance, the National E-Governance Plan received a US$150 million loan to enhance online services and improve governance. Infrastructure development, such as the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, has connected rural areas with all-weather roads, benefiting millions. In education, the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan, supported by over $1 billion, has significantly improved access to elementary education for 200 million children. Policy reforms under these initiatives emphasize open standards, inter-agency coordination, and user participation. Additionally, the Project Development Fund supports innovative e-governance projects, ensuring sustainable growth and better service delivery. The Project Development Fund, or PDF, is a significant initiative by the Government of India to support project formulation and development. With an initial corpus of 20 crore rupees, it assists ministries, departments, and states in planning and executing various projects. The fund supports a range of initiatives, including mission mode projects, pilot e-governance projects, and other innovative ideas. It covers essential activities like feasibility studies, preparation of detailed project reports, and organizing workshops or field visits. Importantly, the PDF is designed to be flexible, funding projects that may not fit into predefined categories but are crucial for development. This initiative highlights the government's commitment to achieving national development goals through effective project planning and execution. Teamed exports are a unique mechanism designed to boost India's participation in international trade. These transactions involve goods supplied to World Bank-aided projects within India, where payment is received in foreign exchange. This allows Indian entrepreneurs to access export promotion benefits, making them competitive in global markets. The categories of deemed exports include supplies by manufacturers and subcontractors to various international projects, including mega power and renewable energy initiatives. Benefits like duty-free advance authorization and GST refunds further enhance their appeal. By encouraging participation in high-value international projects, deemed exports play a crucial role in diversifying India's export structure and strengthening its global trade presence. Deemed exports provide significant advantages for Indian manufacturers, especially in the context of international funded projects. Under advance authorization or DFIA, manufacturers can supply goods while enjoying duty exemptions, reducing their overall costs. Supplies to specialized units like EOUs and STPs are also classified as deemed exports, broadening the scope of benefits. The Export Promotion Capital Goods Scheme allows manufacturers to supply capital goods with zero customs duty on imports, further enhancing their competitiveness. Additionally, domestic manufacturers of marine freight containers can benefit if the containers are exported within a specified time frame. These provisions collectively enable Indian manufacturers to compete effectively in global markets by offsetting domestic duties and taxes. In international funded projects, main and subcontractors play a pivotal role in facilitating deemed exports. These exports include supplies to projects financed by multilateral or bilateral agencies, where contracts are evaluated without customs duty or under international competitive bidding. Specific projects, such as mega power or nuclear power projects, also benefit from zero customs duty or other exemptions. Additionally, goods supplied to international organizations like the United Nations are classified as deemed exports. Indian entrepreneurs can leverage benefits like duty-free advance authorization, deemed export drawback, and GST refunds, making their bids competitive in global markets. These provisions aim to enhance India's export capabilities and global presence. Deemed exports offer a range of financial benefits that significantly enhance the competitiveness of Indian entrepreneurs in global markets. Manufacturers can import essential materials without paying customs duties, thanks to duty-free advance authorization. The deemed export drawback mechanism refunds duties paid on inputs, reducing production costs. Additionally, GST refunds further improve the financial viability of these projects. Renewable energy is becoming a global priority, and India is actively participating in this shift. The government has allocated significant funds, such as US$2 billion in concessional lines of credit for solar projects in Africa, to promote sustainable energy. However, Indian exporters face challenges, including intense competition from Chinese firms, which limits their global market share. To address this, India has launched initiatives like the Production-Linked Incentive Scheme to enhance domestic solar manufacturing. Despite these efforts, there is a pressing need for increased government support to empower Indian exporters and ensure their competitiveness in the renewable energy sector. In this lesson, we explored the multifaceted world of international funded projects. We delved into the significance of project exports, their past performance, and the role of organizations like the Project Exports Promotion Council of India PEPC. We examined the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on Indian project exporters and discussed funding mechanisms, including project finance and the involvement of multilateral development banks. Additionally, we highlighted the contributions of the World Bank, IBRD, and IDER in supporting projects across Africa, Asia, and India. The lesson also shed light on the bidding processes for MDB-funded projects and the benefits of deemed exports, with a growing focus on sustainable and renewable sectors. Here's a recap of the key takeaways.